This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl. The Census Bureau released some much-anticipated numbers this morning. Poverty rates in the economically chaotic year that was 2020. The official rate went up slightly to 11.4%, but something called the supplemental poverty measure, which most people who follow this stuff think gives a more accurate picture, that went down to 9.1%, a big drop from 2019, and the lowest since the census started taking that measurement in 2009. Marketplace's Kimberly Adams explains what's going on there.
This is the first time the supplemental poverty measure, or SPM, was lower than the official rate.
So the official poverty measure basically only captures what we call market income. So it's like earned income and then any income households get from things like Social Security.
Angelo Rashidi is a senior fellow at the American Enterprise Institute.
But what it doesn't capture is the government benefits that go to households to address those economic disruptions.
And many Americans got a lot of new support during the economic disruption of 2020. The supplemental rate does look at those benefits. And that number
shows that we actually did a good job in keeping people out of poverty, even though their money incomes were falling.
Tim Smeeting teaches public affairs and economics at the University of Wisconsin-Madison.
Those emergency income payments, refundable tax credits, and SNAP program all really help keep people out of poverty, particularly kids and families with kids.
So the grand experiment of basically throwing cash at people as a backstop during the pandemic seems to have worked, says Alejandra Montoya-Boyer, director of policy at Prosperity Now.
But there is a little wrinkle in recognizing that this data still doesn't show us what's going on when we look at numbers by race, by gender, and we still recognize that BIPOC families are still hit the hardest.
And many of those emergency programs are ending or have already expired. So, says Bob Greenstein, a visiting fellow at the Brookings Institution,
what happens in 2022 will be affected not only by the ending of these temporary measures, but two other factors.
What's happening in the economy, which is still the pandemic economy, and what's happening in Washington with that budget reconciliation package that's still being negotiated. In Washington, I'm Kimberly Adams for Marketplace.